From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Hey, on tomorrow's broadcast of ABQ Connect in the 1 o'clock hour, join us. The full hour is going to be with Ray Mondragon from the Creation Science Fellowship in New Mexico. Make sure you don't miss that. And yesterday, Jim, hosting the show, he mentioned to you there was a brand new course that got underway at Calvary, a free course for the next 4 weeks on Old Testament survey. That'll be every Monday night at 6:30. Listen, if you missed last night's class, it's all right. Show up next week at 6:30. They're going through each of the Old Testament books, taking a look at them and examining aspects like historical background, cultural context, theological contribution. And then now this Thursday, another course gets underway at 6:30. Again, it's free at Calvary Church on Osuna, west of Jefferson. And church history, of course, that's our family history, beginning with that small group of first century disciples in Jerusalem that quickly expanded to the uttermost parts of the earth and is now spanning 2,000 years, a family history that's been and continues to be very colorful. The who, what, when, where, why, and how, all found at calvarynm.church. And one other quick announcement I wanted to make. It seems like Good Friday is, you know, is everyone's, well, that's the end of the month. Yes, but this is New Mexico, and I'm going to try to encourage you to get online and schedule your opportunity to give blood. The Vitalant Blood Drive is happening at Calvary Church. Good Friday, that's March 29th, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., and I have signed up. Actually, I signed up last year, and I forget what happened. Something, you know, work-related, and I couldn't get out to the Bloodmobile, but I signed up again, and one thing I always plan to do, and there's all kinds of things to do to prepare to give blood, remember to stay hydrated before you give blood. If you're like me, you're one of those folks that are, you know, it's hard to find where to draw blood, lots of water prior to giving blood. But more importantly, go to klyt.fm, and at the homepage there, you'll see a banner for Vitalant, the blood drive we're having in the parking lot on Good Friday. Click that, and you'll see opportunities, appointments that are available for you to give the gift of life, klyt.fm. First half of today's show, we're going to spend talking with Jennifer Smith. Jennifer is a local woman influencer here in Albuquerque as a business owner. She owns a business that where she does architectural color consulting, and she's also an associate broker as a realtor. a woman of influence, to say the least. Jennifer, welcome into the broadcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, for those who just heard that, and they're like, architectural color consultant, explain that a little bit.
Okay. So originally I got started just to help people pick paint colors.
Uh-huh.
And that's pretty much what the training is for, is, you know, there's an art and a science to choosing colors. And that's how I began doing that. Was my husband is a painting contractor. So
right now, Steve, your husband,
yes,
is the owner of Paintsmith here in Albuquerque.
Yes.
And you creatively called your company Colorsmith.
That's right. Yes.
Which, by the way, I'm colorblind. So
a lot of men are.
Yeah. My daughter is too.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of folks need assistance, even when they're not colorblind.
That's true.
They don't understand what it is, you know, how important it is. And actually, I'll let you go into a little bit of that. And, you know, what, continue, I interrupted.
Yeah, so it's not just choosing the right color, but it's also placement. So, you know, sometimes people just go wild and crazy and they put an accent wall where there really shouldn't be an accent wall. So I expanded it not only into choosing colors, but color placement, as well as helping them buy furniture, you know, so interior decorating that goes hand in hand with once you're getting your house painted, it seems like that's the next step. People always want to buy new stuff. They want to rearrange things. They want to, hang things in different places. So I'm kind of all about the home.
I could see how that would hand in hand roll right into what you do as an associate broker, as a realtor.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, so I help stage my clients' homes. A lot of times we're getting houses ready to get on the market, and we'll try and find what you can minimally do without spending a fortune that will really increase your return on your investment. Buyers, I can help them with getting their furniture in the right place, picking new colors for their new home.
And actually, I spent some time on your website in the last couple of days as we were preparing for today's interview. Now I'm at the realty portion. What's the website that has all the things that you do?
Let's see. So my real estate website is Homesmith ABQ.
Okay.
So I'm Homesmith, I'm Colorsmith, and my husband's Paintsmith.
I think it's Colorsmith I was on.
If you go, yeah. Or I also, let's see, yes. If you go to colorsmithabq.com, you will find links to everything except.
So there was a reason, the reason I was going here. Because later in the show, in the second portion of today's show, we're going to talk about a regular luncheon that you're planning for Christian women influencers. And is that going to be a monthly or a quarterly?
Monthly. Okay. Yes.
When people do want information, some of which we'll talk about in our second segment, where will they find the information about the luncheon?
They will find that on my ministry website,
okay,
which is JenniferLeeSmith.com. L-E-E, Lee.
There's where I'm going. JenniferLeeSmith.com.
Yes.
Okay. So, Jennifer, what prompted you to do something like a luncheon where you're gathering Christian women influencers together on a monthly basis?
Well, there was a women's luncheon called Faith at Work, which stopped a few years ago. And there's been a real void, at least in my life, because I used to attend it monthly and I loved it. There was always a speaker, there was fellowship, there was networking, just a great place to make connections, both personally and professionally. So it's been a few years without that, and I kept feeling that void. And then I just started praying about it and thought, okay, somebody needs to bring this back, and I think it's me. I know a lot of people that are fantastic influencers in our community, whether that be women in the workplace or stay-at-home moms or students or retired ladies. And I think people have forgotten what an influencer is. Mm-hmm. It's not a social media influencer. We are all ambassadors for Christ, no matter where we are. And I wanted to bring people back together to hear a great message and to connect with each other.
You missed the iron sharpening iron with your sisters.
I did.
That's what it sounds like. You know, the Navigators event being gone, and here you go. And actually, one of the other things I thought too. Now I've been attending Calvary Church essentially since the 80s, and I'm almost hearing some of Chuck Smith that rubbed off on Skip Heitzig, that maybe through osmosis rubbed off on you. You know, the whole, you go to your pastor and you say, you know what we need? We need a luncheon with women influencers on a regular basis. And the leader that gets that direction from someone that says, I think you're the perfect person.
That's right.
Do it.
I think so.
Why don't you get busy and you go do it?
That's true.
But it is coming. We'll have a little more details as far as dates and location in our second segment. So stay with us for that. But have you found, as a businesswoman, whether in the architectural color consulting or in your realty, you've had opportunity, you know, you mentioned as an influencer having opportunity for ministry. Do you find that fairly regularly as a business person?
Depending on what you mean exactly by ministry, because the way I treat my business is the way I just live my life.
Yeah.
And just
exactly.
Yeah, just serving others. And being what they need me to be or connecting them with who they need to connect with. So I treat my business the same way. If there's an opportunity to speak to somebody about the Lord, then obviously I'm always looking for those openings as well. And to pray with somebody to, you know, a lot of times, when, especially with real estate, when people are buying or selling, it's not always a good thing. Sometimes it's because somebody died or right. divorce, or people are downsizing and, you know, they're sad because their kids are gone now.
Right.
So there's a lot of, there's a lot of different roles that you play as a realtor. And I do believe that having the love of God is super important in order to kind of be what you need to be for that person in that moment.
Well, I'm going to kind of mirror back to you what I've seen, you know, whether with you or Steve or other Christian business owners and influencers in the community. You know, when you're dealing with someone who's really applying a biblical Christian worldview to what they do as a business person, often what you get is someone who, now listen, business owners are in business to make money and support their families. And I think it's important as people are listening to this, remember, you know, there is a certain amount of looking out for yourself in a balanced way. But at the same time, you know, not seeing how much you can squeeze necessarily, you know, having a fair business transaction where the business person, the Christian business person, is clearly making a paycheck. But at the same time, doing business in a way that whoever they're Christian or not, they're doing business with, are going to look back and go, I was treated fairly. And actually, like you mentioned, we're ambassadors for Christ.
Yes.
And how important do you think that is when people look back at a transaction, whether it's the Christian checker at the grocery store or the corporate business person, you know, making a deal, that's something we're clearly representing.
Right. You know, there's an expression, I don't exactly remember how it goes, but it's that people will remember how you made them feel. And there's so many opportunities to go over and above mm-hmm. and go the extra mile for people and to give them your 100% attention and to show them that's the way we're supposed to, you know, we're supposed to do unto others yeah. as we would have done unto us. We're supposed to serve them. And so I do go over and above for people. And I think that they do realize that. Then there's, of course, honesty and transparency, which I think is super important. And, you know, it's, I think that's so easy for Christians. Well, maybe not, but I'm used to being super transparent. I mean, when I've done ministry, all my skeletons are out of the closet. So I'm really transparent with people and I bring that into my business with my clients and as well as answer the questions that they may have that they don't even know what to ask.
Yeah.
And I think that just comes from, again, putting yourself in their shoes.
You know, one of the things you mentioned in that, it was a good reminder for me because you mentioned how you make people feel. And I remember remembering a dear sister in Christ who went home. She was a pastor's wife. She went to heaven. She's gone now. But when we talked about her, and I remember someone saying, you know, she always made you feel like you were the most important person in the room, even when she was ill. Mm. I remember, you know, she was in a lot of pain and often had really bad days, and even on those days she would make someone feel like the most important person mm-hmm. in the room. And that's something maybe that we can take as you know, business owners, leaders, or the cog in the wheel that's you know, checking out groceries, like we mentioned.
Right.
Make every opportunity we have to make others feel loved. Essentially.
Mm-hmm. So true.
Listen, if you just tuned in, we're in the midst of a conversation with Jennifer Smith. She's a local business owner, architectural color consultant with her company, Colorsmith, mm-hmm. and associate broker realtor. And actually, I didn't ask you what label does that fall under.
So I am powered by Realty One of New Mexico, and my business is called Homesmith ABQ.
Okay, mm-hmm. There you go. Mm-hmm. The whole mm-hmm. Smith thing.
Yeah, we have a dog named Silversmith.
That's right.
You're, yes.
Just the one. You have the one dog.
We have two dogs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So but his is the only name that goes with Smith.
And of course, they're an important part of the family too.
I've followed
you and Steve on social media, and beautiful dogs. By the way, they are. Hey, listen, we're going to come back and we're going to cover that information. You know, many of you ladies. Okay, when is that luncheon? Well, we're going to get you the details when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect. Hey, thanks for joining us daily on ABQ Connect. And as I mentioned earlier in today's show, tomorrow we'll have Ray Mondragon on with us for the full hour from the Creation Science Fellowship of New Mexico. Had a great hour with him each month. And actually, you can find archives of our time together at abqconnect.online. The Man Up Rally is coming this Friday at Calvary Church in Albuquerque, Osuna, west of Jefferson. That's this Friday night at 6:30. But come on out as early as 5:30, guys. Free food. More importantly than the burgers, brats, or whatever's going on in this culture, you know, guys are having an identity crisis, really people in general, and it's time for men to stand up and man up and be who God designed them to be. So gather with these like-minded men at the Man Up Rally this Friday at Calvary Church in godly community, and get prepared to get on out into the community with confidence. CalvaryNM.Church for details on the Man Up Rally happening this Friday. Now, there's where the guys will gather together. The ladies are on March 20th are going to be gathering at Tanawan, and I'm guessing, in the country club, probably upstairs in the dining area, right?
Yes.
Are going to be out there in studio with us is Jennifer Smith. She's a local woman of influence, and she's going to be hosting these luncheons on a monthly basis. March 20th, again, is the first one. And I encourage you to go to JenniferLeeSmith.com, right?
Yes.
And on there, you can click right on the middle of the top of the page, monthly luncheon, for all the information we're about to share. There's a cost involved in it, and I would encourage you to go and look at that on the website. But more importantly, let's talk about the content. What Jennifer, do you anticipate the ladies will experience at these monthly luncheons?
We're going to have a time for people just to network or fellowship, just to get to know the people at their tables. We will have a biblical speaker every month, so there'll be a really encouraging message geared towards women of all ages, all seasons of life. We'll have a really good lunch because Tanawan has really good food. So there'll be that. Pretty much everything that you could want in a luncheon. Time to fellowship and walk away feeling refreshed, and hopefully getting to know some people that will be influential in your life.
I love what it says on the website towards the ladies. It says, prepare yourselves for battle. What do you feel like women influencers or women in general are facing in way of a battle that they should be prepared for?
Well, even if I just think about the title that I chose for the luncheon of influencers. Uh-huh. So we tend to think in this day and age about influencers like social media influencers. And I think people of all ages, wherever you are an influencer. As I said, you're an ambassador for Christ. And so we have a lot of, the world is not in line with our beliefs.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of pressure out there for women in any, like I said, stay-at-home moms, students, retired women, women in the workplace. We all have our own individual battles that we're facing where we're bringing the kingdom into the world, and the world is trying to influence us. And so, Yeah.
You and I were talking before we came on the air, and I think some of this is applicable. Just living where we are, specifically in New Mexico, as a Christian, and some of the things that we're dealing with on social issues and different things. And for the for those of us who vote, who make our voice heard in a loving way, it can get, with all that's happening, not just New Mexico. I mean, we live in a fallen world. Mm-hmm. We're aliens. If we're, we're Christians are aliens. This is not our home. And it can grow wearisome trying to do good where we are, whether it's New Mexico or elsewhere. And
right.
I have to imagine a gathering of like-minded women influencers at any level has to be an encouragement on a monthly basis to remember, really, you're not fighting the battle alone.
Mm-hmm.
There's people who've they got your back.
That's right.
And part of this, obviously, looking not only for business women, but women, like you said, that we all have opportunities in our families and elsewhere, wherever we are, we're representing and being ambassadors. As we gather together and network, now I say we, I probably won't attend, Jennifer, a great opportunity to get to know others in the community and what they do. And when you get to know each other and become a family in a networking situation, it's an opportunity to make connections, not necessarily, I need this service or but to see how we can be supportive of each other and what we do. And really, if every, whether business or not, if we all did that, we'd all do what we do, especially being ambassadors, that much better. Is that some of what you're looking to accomplish?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The Lord has brought so many great people into my midst, and I'm constantly connecting people with other people because I see a need and I see who can fulfill that need. So to be able to bring all these women together in one place, I'm just super excited about that. And, one of the other things that I hadn't mentioned yet was I want women to bring their non-believing friends or coworkers. There's some women that just won't go to church and they don't know what to expect. They don't understand how Jesus is relevant to their lives, but they may come to this networking event.
Absolutely.
They may come to this luncheon and there's no pressure. It's not going to be, nobody's going to be thumping anybody over the head with a Bible, but the women speakers that I have, they're going to be delivering some really relevant and encouraging messages. And so for non-believers, I hope that their eyes will be opened and they will be encouraged as well.
All right. So that luncheon that we're talking about, and we've already mentioned it's happening March 20th, and that is at 11:30. It's a Wednesday, March 20th at Tanawan Country Club. And the details you'll find and registration information at Jennifer Lee Smith. And Lee is spelled like the jeans, L-E-E, not differently.
Right.
I won't even go there.
I'm a 1970s baby.
Jennifer Lee Smith. Yeah, I spell Steve S-T-E-V-E. Yeah, right.
Right? I know. There's a lot of different spellings now out there.
and they're all beautiful.
That's right. That's right.
Well, Jennifer Smith, again, Jennifer Architectural Color Consultant and Associate Broker Realtor. Appreciate your time and appreciate your heart for women here in this community. It's going to be encouraging to see what an impact this has. You saw an empty space that was left by another monthly meeting and trying to fill that with something that'll bring glory and honor to the Lord. We appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. Hey, stick around. We're going to catch up with Dave Spiker. He's the voice of A New Beginning with Greg Laurie and has been involved with that ministry for quite some time. Essentially, it's a Harvest Ministry update when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect.